Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know that feeling when you've got a mountain of things to do, but somehow your couch looks way more appealing. Yeah, procrastination. We've all been there. Today, we're diving into the awesome world of Stoicism, not to become grumpy philosophers though there's nothing wrong with a little Stoic wisdom, but to bust through that procrastination once and for all. Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, it's about understanding them and acting in line with reason. And trust me, when it comes to conquering procrastination, reason is your secret weapon. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways from Stoic philosophy that can help you slay those procrastination dragons. Firstly, recognize the power of your mindset. Stoics believe that our thoughts shape our reality. When you tell yourself this is too hard or I'll do it later, you're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. But when you shift your perspective and say, this might be challenging, but I can break it down into manageable steps, boom. You've already won half the battle. Secondly, focus on what's within your control. You can't control everything, traffic jams, deadlines set by someone else, that adorable cat video that just popped up on your feed, but you can control your response to those things. So, instead of getting bogged down by what you can't change, channel your energy into what you can influence. Your actions, your attitude, your choices. Thirdly, practice mindful awareness. Sounds a bit woo-woo, right? But hear me out. Stoics believed in living in the present moment. When you're constantly worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, it's easy to get swept up in those anxieties and lose sight of what needs to be done now. So take a deep breath, focus on your task at hand, and give it your full attention. Fourthly, remember that small actions lead to big results. Stoicism emphasizes consistency over intensity. It's not about waiting for the perfect moment or having all the energy in the world, it's about taking those tiny steps, day after day, towards your goals. Think of it like building a house. You don't just plunk down the roof and call it a day, you lay brick by brick, step by step. And finally, embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Stoics understood that setbacks are inevitable. They saw them not as defeats, but as chances to learn and grow. So, when you stumble, and we all do, don't beat yourself up about it. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You've got a big project due next week, but you're staring at the blank page, feeling overwhelmed, and tempted to just binge-watch your favorite show. Instead of succumbing to that procrastination urge, take a deep breath and apply those Stoic principles we just talked about. Remind yourself that you can control how you respond to this challenge. Break the project into smaller, manageable tasks, focus on one step at a time, and celebrate each milestone you reach. Remember, even if you don't feel super motivated, taking small steps consistently will get you there. You've got this. So, what are the key takeaways we learned today? Stoicism isn't just for ancient philosophers, it's a powerful toolkit for everyday life, especially when it comes to conquering procrastination. Remember, focus on your mindset, control what you can, practice mindfulness, take small steps consistently, and embrace failures as learning opportunities. You're not battling the world. You're mastering yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest procrastination struggles in the comments below. What strategies do you use to stay on track? Let's keep this conversation going and build a community of calm and confident individuals ready to tackle anything life throws our way. And don't forget to subscribe to Calm and Confident, because we're dropping new episodes daily packed with insights and motivation to help you level up your life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.